The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning on this beautiful day. How are you on this 11th? I'll tell you what, we're almost at the middle. Isn't it just, it feels strange that, you know, I'll just say good morning, everybody. And again, it's the 11th of July. Carl will be in momentarily, and we also have Pet of the Week on. This is Linda Bott. I'm going to read the weather in just a moment. But I will say that a lot of times in when you're booking out shows, when you're recording Christmas albums, July. Christmas in July. And you know, like if you're a QVC or one of those watchers, which I love, it's one of my, it's how I relax, but I find that I start to dial 1-800 too often and just buy stuff and then return it because it doesn't look as good as it does on TV. Are you guilty of that as well? David, I'm going to throw it to you and you could tell me, is it actually, what day of the week is it? National day of the week, is it?
It is All American Pet Photo Day.
Oh, what a great segue on this Friday, huh?
Yeah, make sure you get a picture with Buford. Get your cameras out.
Okay. And, well, yeah. Carl's on his way in with Buford. Yeah, Buford, who we adopted through this very program, coming in Pet of the Week. We would not have been in the market to really go with a 55-pound. A male dog, and couldn't be happier that we did. It's, you know, I think if you're considering making room in your life for a pet when you go to Haven Humane and you get all the workings of getting a pet that's chipped and wormed and has been evaluated and, you know, you can spend time and integrate to see if the pet's going to work with your other pets, although we didn't have to worry about that, but that is the kind of customer service because they do want to make sure that their responsibility of being Haven Humane organization is to place those pets in a home where, you know, make sure, what are your hours of work? I mean, don't get weird when they ask those questions because they have to think about where they're placing their dogs. But first, let's go, before we have Katrina on, I'm telling you right now, I can't believe these triple digits that they're predicting today. Sunny areas of smoke, because I did get up very early this morning. I went out before the sun came up. Then the sun came up, and it was a beautiful red sun. So, yes, areas of smoke with 110. That's the forecast today. Areas of smoke as well. Overnight lows of 78. Tomorrow calls for 110 once again with overnight lows of 77. That's Saturday's forecast. On Sunday, 108. Monday, 109. And according to this forecast, we get down to about 103 on Tuesday. Wednesday, 100. And Thursday, back down to 97. So you can see that we have these high digits. So we're going to talk about pet safety this morning. We're going to talk about our pet of the week, which is an interesting looking dog. Her name is, and welcome to Katrina from Haven Humane. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to see you.
Yeah, you too. Tessa. Tessa walks in and I'm like, oh my God, you would never not know where your dog was up at the doggy park. You know, if there's 10 dogs up there. She is so unique looking.
She is. I like how you initially described her as maybe like a dingo.
Yeah.
Because that is the kind of...
She looks like you would find her in the Australian outback.
Right. We do have her as a, you know, a cattle dog mix, but we do joke all the time that she's some type of wild dog. She's so interesting. So she has a brindle coat.
Brindle coat.
She's very... She's kind of dainty, kind of lanky looking. She's not a very big dog. Like maybe like 45 pounds, very like dainty little feet and
her
legs,
pointy face, pointy
ears,
little paws, but very, very distinctive.
Very. And then she has a little bobbed tail too.
I will say that I've never seen a dog that looks like her.
I haven't either.
Okay.
She is interesting. But we love Tessie. She is so fun. She's about a year and a half, years old. And then we've had her for a couple of months at the shelter. But she has just proven to us how amazing she is. She did Camp Love a Pet.
Okay.
Our first session. And actually, since she has yet to be adopted, she is actually going to do our next camp that we're about to start, because she honestly really impressed us so much in camp. She was great with her kids. She had two kids that were working with her for 2 weeks, and she was just really focused on them the whole time. She learned a ton of tricks. She's just really, really smart and just a very, like, responsive kind of
dog.
Wait
till Carl sees her. You know, he's always making a hint. I go, we have one horse. We've always talked about doing two, you know, and that's, and then we have one horse and one dog. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But, she is really a beaut, and I know that she's going to get adopted. I think her uniqueness, and that is what I'm always attracted to, is her uniqueness. And you're talking about what a great disposition. So I bet you any today she gets adopted. I know it. I know she's going to get. Her name is Tessie, and she is quite unique. She's sitting here, great, great disposition and smart.
So smart.
Yeah.
She's amazing, and she's really fun because she's a very playful dog. She definitely has energy, but she's not, I would say, an over-the-top high-energy dog, so I feel like she's very good in the middle for a lot of people.
Has she been around babies?
I don't know if she's ever been around babies.
Okay.
The kids she was working with were like 10 and 11,
okay.
Like that kind of age range.
So you're not really sure with young yet. And this is the beautiful thing about Haven Humane, I want to say once again, that you can go in there and they have like rooms where you can bring the dog in the room with you, kind of get the energy of what does it feel like to be with this particular dog. And then they'll have a behavioral specialist that comes out and said what they have, witnessed and experienced and evaluated and that kind of thing. And the fact that she's done Camp Love a Pet means that she can be on a lead, right? She's not going to fight a collar.
Exactly. She's very comfortable with those things. And since she's going to do the next camp as well, she's going to have even more training under her belt when it's time for her to go home.
So if somebody adopts her today, it still is a done deal. She's going to do Camp Love the Pet?
Yes.
All right. So there you go. Now you've got a dog that's going to come home with even more training. And that is very desirable in my opinion.
In fact, she learns to make the beds in the house.
And I used that this morning.
What a cool looking dog.
Yeah, totally. Wait till Carl sees.
Right. She knew you'd be in here.
I said, it looks like an Australian, a dog that would be, like, you know, when you see
it's an Aussie cattle dog look.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Except it's got,
she
also has maybe, I don't know, some, but she's got short hair. So it kind of goes away with the border collie thing.
Kind of. It's very wiry. It's not soft. Yeah.
It's
interesting.
I think it's like that Australian cattle dog look, except there's another mix in it. It's maybe a little hound in her, but she's really cute and she's really friendly.
Well, you know what I forgot to do when I was reading the weather at 110 today, to say the weather was brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are always given. They go case by case to see how they can help you doing, generations of helping our community. Three generations now, Shasta Gas Propane. Reading our weather every time we do that, they bring us the weather. And, of course, our pet of the week, again, Katrina is here.
Isn't it free?
Yeah.
Did you mention that already?
We haven't gotten there. You got here just in time.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Let's
explain it.
Let's talk about that.
We're doing Bissell Empty the Shelter right now.
Oh.
So that means the Bissell Pet Foundation is sponsoring our adoption fees. So we're doing that until July 19th. So that means every cat and dog in our adoption center are $0 to take home.
So how long does that go for?
It's going until July 19th.
Ooh, okay.
So we have another week. So free adoptions if you come to our adoption center. We're open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 5.
And what's this pup's name?
Her name is Tessie.
Tessie. So you could take Tessie home, have a great dog, and won't cost you anything.
Nope, just a license.
Just a license fee, which is it's not that much. Mm-hmm. And Tessie can come home and play with your kids. Or just be with you.
Yeah, she's really.
She looks like she'd be good for walking because she's not that big. I mean, you know, she's got a little bit longer legs. So if you wanted to go out like run along a trail, not now because it's 110, but you know, she looks like she could trot along with you.
Oh, definitely.
Is she smart?
She's incredibly smart. We were talking about when she did this last round of camp.
Yeah.
We were just so impressed because she was really focused on her kids. Like, mm-hmm. she's very in tune with her handler, and she just will learn any trick if there's a treat available.
Well, see, there's that Australian cattle dog type thing.
Right.
They're very bright, and they, you know, and they're used to working with humans. I think it's bred into them. So that's great. What a beautiful little dog.
Well, thank you for being with us again.
You think Buford would like her?
I took. What did I say to you? I said he's always
you
looking
called
for.
It.
He's always looking for the mate for a Buford, but one's
not
enough.
Not the mate, but a mate. If you're talking about an Australian mate, a bud, like,
that's
a
what
buddy.
I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah. A buddy.
A buddy, and they could run through the house with the you know, with a stick, and each of them have one end of the stick, and then they could sleep together.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you can get that elsewhere, but this is great. We just recommend again, we do have to take a break, but if anybody is thinking about opening their hearts, what a perfect time right now. And if you have, we're going to post a picture. David's going to take a picture with Carl, and watch Facebook as well so you can see what Tessie looks like.
Okay. Well, all right. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Hunts are back for two nights at Twin River Resort and Casino. Prepare yourself and your friends for the hottest male performers heating up the stage on Friday, August 22nd and Saturday, August 23rd. Get your tickets for only $20. Plus fees. This includes $10 free slot play. Get your tickets now before they're gone. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets or complete details, visit TwinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Twin River Resort and Casino.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Good morning, Redding. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And good morning and welcome to this Friday edition of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. You know what happens when there's, you know, an older home with 110 degrees, you know, and we love living in this area. But, you know, when you have an older home, even with a newer home, and no, this is not a commercial. It's just what it is when it's hot like this and you're having work. So I have to be home in order to, you know, you guys have known the story for a long time about what it is to have dry rot and painting and things, to be done in order to keep your house up. And when you know that you're going to stay in Redding and you're going to keep your home, especially if you've got a good interest rate, you know, just not going to move around. But anyway, so just be aware again today.
It helps too. To really love your house, which
yeah.
we do.
Yeah, we love our house. We love our neighbors. You know, we're just.
I mean, it's not anything. I mean, we don't have elevators in it or, you know, swimming pools. And all. We really like our house, yeah. Built in 1942.
And we're back. We're downtown, so, you know, we're close to the station. And yesterday.
Where are you?
Yeah. And David, thank you. I guess you went out to the towers yesterday. And just like anything else, things get hot. I'm wondering if it got overheated for a minute.
Lots of fun.
But, you know, as people called in, many of you, thank you, that 1460 was off the air. And as it turns out, you know, because we checked with Spectrum, that's the first thing you do is see if they're out, because they are several times. But in this case, David went down there, and it was routers that was inside the building that you reset. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah. And then we're back on the air. Anyway.
So thank you, David.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. Like a treasure hunt.
Well, it was, because we had like three or four people involved in this thing. Including uh-huh. Mike Quinn was living down there because he was off the air uh-huh. at the same time, which told me it, you know, because with our new equipment and everything, I said, I can't be here. And you could hear it. And then our computers were working inside. Because that's the other thing. Did we pay them?
Right.
Did we pay Spectrum this month? No. I mean, that wasn't it. And so, but the internet was working here. And mm-hmm. we were running the FM signal up there, up to the mountain. And so, It had to be something in the transmission of that down to our AM tower. So they're not in the same spot. They're only like, you know, 25 miles apart. So good morning.
How are you? What's on your mind? I know you've been reading a lot. So what do you want to talk about this morning?
You know, yesterday I was talking about, I just read all the, on Channel 7, whom we like. We like Channel 7. They have a website. And every story I read on the front page of that website was negative. Just negative. It was, you know, parents of this child are getting closer to being sentenced for murdering the child. I mean, it was just stuff like that. Texas, 160 plus people missing, so many, well, 160 dead, no, 160, yeah, 160 dead, 120 plus people missing still. They're still trying to find the babies from that Camp Mystic. You know, it was just story after story after story like that.
Yeah, but it's real, and
it's real, but it's kind of like, wow.
We were talking about, I was reading an article too, and I wish that I could tell you what it was about, like in Maui, what they thought were somebody that went missing. So it changes the database And then as they did the counting, it took months, just like the fires up here. How many were missing? How many were reported missing? And then what the death toll was. And at any rate, it's just a terrible death toll. And then one would wonder, why do we have all of a sudden these big flash floods in New Mexico, Texas? I mean, they're like thousand-year flash floods, you know, flooding. And is it that we've become complacent to the fact that nature can take its toll and do these kinds of things? It may not be like, well, it's never going to happen in my lifetime, but it does happen where people build, where people go. And I'm sure from this terrible tragedy in that area and around that area, they will install some kind of emergency broadcast system like they do. Or where my girlfriend is in Texas, the sirens come out if there's going to be a hurricane or if the weather gets terrible where she is in Texas. They do the big, you know what I mean, the sirens that go off in the town, in the city.
Well, the Trump's going to, is heading to Texas today and to visit the area down there, I think of Kerrville and all that. I mean, and it goes back to the fact that it's, you had floods in China. That it wasn't well publicized. You, in fact, David had to go on and you had to look for it. It wasn't like normal news. I mean, and they're talking about, you know, maybe thousands of people dying in these floods, but you didn't see that publicized. But then New Mexico had a flood. You've got the volcano up in Alaska. I talked to a guy that's going up to Alaska. He spends a month or two up there during the summer fishing. He said they've got the volcanoes are smoking, and there's like four or five volcanoes around the world that seem to have a little, having more activity. Yeah, so I mean, it's just a, you know, it's just a number of things that are happening out there with Mother Nature. And I think it was, like you said, New Mexico had that, had another huge flood. It wasn't, I'm not sure where that was because I haven't, see, David, if you can find out where that was, because I thought I read an article that another camp where the, in New Mexico where they had that kind of a floodwaters coming in, but they were able to get all the kids to high ground.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, President Trump's going to go there and, visit the State Emergency Operations Center, to meet with first responders and relatives of flood victims. And get a briefing. Governor Abbott, Senator John Cornyn, Senator Ted Cruz are going to also be there. And there's now it's more than 170 people missing. And while officials are, you know, quote, who do we blame for this? And maybe there is blame for this.
Yesterday, at least 200 homes damaged in New Mexico flooding that killed three people.
Okay. Yeah.
Yesterday.
When you see these homes coming right off of the foundation, and you know, my mind, I think it's almost like your mind can't wrap around it. It's almost like the floods,
like
when
the
right, you can't wrap your head around the fact that this is real time, this is happening. And when you think about a home being picked up and all the contents within that home, including human beings, animals, we have no idea what that even looks like.
There were 95 fatalities, including 36 children, just in Kerr County. So, and then now 170 people missing. Well, you and I have both been in floods, and the flood I was in, thank goodness, wasn't like that at all. It was just the waters kept rising in our area because. And there was somebody you could blame on this. It was in Hawaii, and the county of Hawaii had not been keeping their flood tunnels open. The gates were closed with debris all over them, and they had not been clearing out the channels there in the preservation land that let the water, because there's this a very large I want to say it's where the water can escape a channel, a very large channel where the water could go right out to the ocean, but it was blocked up everything to, you know, the water couldn't get to the channel, and the water just started rising that night. It was on New Year's Eve, and the water rose to over 3 feet in our house, and everything that was three to 4 feet down or below that, and that water was ruined. Had to be replaced. Drywall, electrical outlets, everything. No countertops because they'd be up, but the all everything that was, you know, in wood, everything had to be replaced. The car was pushed out because it was floating, and that had to be replaced because we had ocean water inside the car engine. Well, it was a disaster for a lot of people, but it wasn't a disaster like they had in Texas.
No, when you say I can go over my flood experience.
Yeah, and you've been in a flood.
But it wasn't where 30 feet came surging.
No.
That's like a tsunami. So first of all, you're waking up. It's like, not even waking up. You're hearing crashes and like, what, you know, for many of these people. And when you think about, imagine, if you will, just the visualization of those, mobile homes or the, campers that are out there, you know, over by Park Marina down in that area. Oh, and imagine that area. They're just, you know, just imagine you're there for the 4th of July weekend and got your camp space. And then all of a sudden it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Or 3 o'clock in the morning, and here comes it in less than an hour. Guadalupe River, 30 feet in less than an hour. So what is going to happen from this, of course, through any tragedy, is like, how can we revive, reconstruct? And there's several first responders that have died, in helping, as well. And they're trying to revamp FEMA, a lot of things, but the fact that there was an alarm system, all of that, as we hear about how it unfolded, and that there were people down at the river that didn't have any kind of warning sign or sound or thinking anything about, well, this is a flash flood area. There has been a warning, you know, so counselors should have been advised. Owners, it should have been advised. The counties should have been advised. And it just happened so quickly.
Well, they're saying that, they're wondering, because there's changes in FEMA, and FEMA's got plenty of flood money to be able to help people on this. And like we said, this flooding's hitting not just Texas, but New Mexico and several other places. So, all right, let's take a quick break. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry.
Four Winds Jewelry, located at on Hilltop Drive.
2225.
That's it, yes.
Yeah, you and I both, I'm sitting here, I'm grasping for the word channel.
All right, well, they have done, they designed and did our wedding rings. We've been going to them for, 18 years now? For anything that we need that's jewelry-related, watch repair, a stud missing, piece of jewelry that needs to be evaluated. You know, a lot of times we're talking about insurance. If you have to have, something valued for insurance.
Appraisal.
They'll do it there. And then you've got that forever, and it's proof, which is great. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back here on KCNR.
The thrill of our $100,000 summer adventure. Swipe to win draw. Weekly drawings are from June through August, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m., where you have a chance to win exciting prizes, including free slot play and cash rewards. Have a chance to win a brand new 2025 Ford Ranger in the final draw. By participating, you could drive away in style. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. The 11th of July, 7:37 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Craftmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody's better at repairing windshields than Jeff Horst. He is the windshield whisperer. Been doing this for like 30 years. Brings your vehicle into a climate-controlled area. Puts this special crack sealer on it. Guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. Yeah. For the life of the windshield. He fixed a crack like 17, 18 years ago on the old Red Rover and never could see it. And it lasted. I mean, it was perfect. And that's the kind of work that Jeff Horst does. I mean, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. So if you're not sure though, he offers a free inspection and analysis. And if he can't fix it and there's probably some windshields that are just too far gone, he will refer you to somebody he trusts here in town. So, get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. Just head on down to 3208 South Market Street. Give Jeff Horst a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. And locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay, we were talking about when you get your bill from a restaurant.
Right.
You know, it gets it, and then it puts a tax on there. And you're supposed to tip. Tipping now, I mean, this is getting into, I mean, they're, you know, people are starting to get a little bit incensed about it, that you go to, the person that hands you your burger, there's a tip jar there. Or, things like that. But who gets tip, who doesn't? Well, this gentleman in a restaurant in, where was he at? In Georgia. He had $13 Reuben sandwich, a $12 burger, which right away, it can't be in California. because it'd be more than that. But two sides of fries, but they charged him for the sides of fries at $4 each.
Okay.
So now he's back up there. And then added an 18% living wage fee for an additional $5.94, bringing his total with $181 in tax to $40.75. And he goes, wait, what's this? The living wage fee of 18% added to each dine-in check. The fee goes directly to staff payroll and provides a living wage to our team.
So you don't have to tip.
Well, then it said any tips given would be pooled and distributed among the entire team. I would expect that to be your tip, that 18%.
Well, you know, we have a friend who has several restaurants, and when we go out with them, he has always said, do not pay for the total tip on the total bill. Okay? I just want everyone to be clear, because I always get weird about that.
You mean what he's talking about is it's for the meal, not the tax on the meal.
So a lot of people will say, okay, say your bill, you split a bill with somebody, lunch, $40. Well, then you tip. I usually try to tip 20% on the 40. But now reevaluating, you go back to what is the food before tax? What was the food cost? And then tip 20, 25, whatever you do on the food. Don't feel weird about that.
They've talked to experts about this, and guests should feel they're receiving value. Underpricing menu items and then adding a service charge or percentage on top can leave them feeling misled or cheated, and that's where a lot of comments were, whoa, well, wait a minute. You know, it's one thing to tip, but then to have it added on without you having been able to say anything and then expect another tip?
Well, I think that's happening if you have a luncheon and you all decide to get together and there's six or more. I'm just talking about here in Reading and just like say, okay, there's eight of us who are going to like say a book club or there will be an automatic 20% put on that for being six or more.
Yeah.
That's
been around. That's been around a long time.
Oh, okay. Well,
like that. That's, I can remember that from years ago. If there's a certain number in your party, they would do that. Now, a better approach is to reassess your menu pricing and cost of goods to ensure your staff can earn a living wage. Unfortunately, many restaurants avoid the hard work and use these fees as a shortcut. And servers also weighed in. The living wage and pool tips would have boiled my blood, said a former server. I had no trouble earning, get this, $200 to $300 in tips per shift by providing excellent customer service, meaning I was already earning well above a living wage just by doing my job. Others argued the customers would be covering the cost of payroll either way and said it doesn't matter to them whether food prices were raised or a surcharge was added. I don't care where the money goes, one guy wrote. To pay the staff, to pay the electric bill, pay rent, none of that's my business, the guy added. I'm a customer, not a restaurant manager. And then they said, at least that one was more transparent. Hey, we're adding 18% to your bill so we can pay our people. And, you know, so then do you say, well, why don't you just raise the prices and, you know, that 18%, that $5 for the whole meal. I mean, just add a dollar to the hamburger. But see,
there was a big uproar here.
Here's what's going on with that, though. Because, I mean, you go out to breakfast now. Unless you go to one of these big chain things, you know, like IHOP or Denny's, and breakfast is going to cost you $35, $35, $38, sometimes $40.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, try and get, I mean, you get just, you know, regular breakfast. And
well,
then
we
they
find that's changed.
$4.
Our
coffee.
Habits have changed regarding that. We used to go out every single morning. We'd go to breakfast, and we had a couple haunts that we went to.
Every single morning?
Yeah, I think we probably went at least, yeah, because I'd
get off. When we were courting?
Yeah, when I'd get off work, and then we weren't working.
I wasn't working.
Yeah, and he'd show up on his Harley, and we'd go eat.
We weren't married, so I had lots of money. Then I got married.
Well, it wasn't $40 a person then either. No.
And then I bought a radio station.
Yeah.
And then we bought a radio station. Yeah, it changes things. Anyway.
Oh, when we come back, I want to talk about the standoff that happened at the cannabis farm, where ICE was raiding the farm in Ventura County, to execute criminal warrants. And then the incident occurred.
Oh, how about in the clinic where the clinical staff attacked an ICE agent? Yeah.
I just want to know, you know, everybody's going to feel like something about this, but if you protest, everybody has the right to protest, but if you block, I don't know. I would think that if you,
as soon as you
block a situation that is where they're, a warrant, this is, I guess evidently.
It's against the law.
Yeah. Well, they deployed tear gas canisters into the crowd. It's like, we got to do a job here. Get standoff. So yeah. People are really talking about how that's just like becoming.
And we will be right
back. I don't know how you feel about
here on the 11th of July. And somebody asked a question yesterday. Brian asked a question yesterday. Why does it cost $155 to get your water heater permitted?
Yeah.
And, I'm going to see if Steve Bade came back to me with an answer to that, because he said he was going to look.
Yeah.
Because it's online. It's not like somebody's coming out.
Right.
It's online, which is a lot easier to do, but the fees on it. And that question was asked. And then he followed it up with another message to me. So Brian, I know you're listening. I'm trying to get to the bottom of this, and we'll be right back.
Remember, my parents.
Thank God it's Thank God it's
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday.
Play with your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave.
While you're in points,
you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club. For more information, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College summer musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th, with two matinees on July 20th and 27th, and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
All right, welcome back to this Friday edition. It's the 11th of July here with Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, 110 is what we're going to be getting up to today. Our overnight lows of 78. Again, tomorrow, this weekend, 110 tomorrow. Areas of smoke, by the way, heat advisory. Again, smoke between 2 and 4, sunny and hot, about 6 miles per hour. So I don't know where the fires are. I'm going to look that up, like areas of different fires that are going, because I told you when I got up this morning before the sun rose, and then when the sun rose, it was red.
They have a good size one up there right above Shasta Lake, or city of Shasta Lake is going pretty strong.
Is that the green fire?
Yeah, the green fire. Yeah, we discussed it earlier this week, but I haven't had an update on it lately. Hey, staff at a California surgical center were captured on video trying to block immigration and customs enforcement agents from arresting a Honduran landscaper this week, with one telling a federal officer, "You don't even have a warrant for him." Don't need a warrant for him. He's here illegally. That's what people voted for. That's what the vast majority of people are saying, is close the border and deport the ones that are here illegally. And, you know, so if you enforce the law, you're wrong. If you break the law like you did under Biden, you're right. It's just, it doesn't make sense. But here's the worst part is these people that are thinking that they're doing this, you know, this wonderful mission is protect the Honduran landscaper. Could be arrested. A clinical staff. So you get arrested. So what happens to your patients? And the judge, my favorite, was the judge that lied to ICE agents and then helped, an illegal, or a person here illegally escape. She gets arrested by the FBI and is going to court, and she said she wanted a case dropped because she was a judge, and you can't arrest judges or prosecute them for doing their job. And the appellate court says, well, you're right, except you weren't doing your job. You were breaking the law. So she's going to court, and she could go to jail. So that'll be, and she'll never go to jail. That would be interesting.
Anyway, going back to the fires, the green fire near Lake Shasta has grown to, it could be more than this at this post, 2,548 acres, and prompted evacuation warnings. Along with the Horse and Helena fires, the green fire has burned approximately 3,000 acres in Shasta Trinity National Forest, and firefighters are battling the blaze amid high temperatures. So they also, believe they had to not evacuate, but cancel some, of course, camping. And so during the Shasta, as well as, trying to find containment. So, people should limit their exposure to wildfire. We know that wildfire smoke as much as possible this week, or this weekend. And, it's bad in the air. You can feel it. You can feel it, and you can, it also on your plants outside, on your, just like we've experienced before in the summer seasons here in the Reading area in Shasta County and Trinity County, you know, where we get that film of what comes from the smoke. So be careful.
Okay, so you mentioned this one. ICE agents were hit a pot farm and up here and a California cannabis farm. Leads to clash between federal agents and protesters. And the tear gas, smoke bombs. This was a state-licensed cannabis site. This was not an illegal site or nobody would say anything. The farm was employing illegal immigrants. And this is at the Glass House Farms, state-licensed cannabis facility.
And the federal authorities had a warrant for illegal employees. They had warrants. So
allegedly found using child labor. Allegedly.
At the same place?
Yep.
Oh. So a bunch of protesters came, but they still arrested them. You know, here's the thing is, well, what do you want? What is ICE's job? You know, immigration, to take people here illegally, arrest them, and then push them back out of the country. That's the idea. That's what ICE does. That's what, if you looked at it, and when you provide, you know, oh, we're a sanctuary city, or we're not going to let you take this person. It must be the level of the crime, because if you'd said, this guy was, had just beat up his wife, and we're arresting him for beating up his wife, there wouldn't even be anybody fighting about it. It's because people seem to think that you, there's no reason to arrest these in cases of these murderers, these child molesters, pedophiles. You know, I mean, these are people who came across the border. Here's the other question you have to ask yourself. How many people came across that open border, thanks to Mr. Biden, that do not have the best intentions for our country, that come in from areas that support terrorism or others that are there to provide support or maybe even institute attacks against our country? See, we don't know, because so many million came across. I mean, you can try and hunt them down, and you wait, and God forbid that there's an attack because of this. But I cannot help but think that there were terrorists that have gotten across our border during the last 4 years.
So, well,
that part there bothers me.
Well, according to
tremendously
an article that is on Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass announced Tuesday that the city will be joining a private class action civil lawsuit against the Trump administration over immigration and customs enforcement. And there's a statement released from Bass's office. It's really, like you said, it's really hard to, I guess, you know, you're trying to draw a hard line and do your job in enforcement, and you're being bombarded and blocked in every which way you can. Imagine at the end of the day what these guys feel like.
Anyway, 10 juveniles were at the marijuana facility, all illegal, and 8 of them were unaccompanied. Meant their parents weren't there.
Mm.
Which is another tragedy. You know, they're bringing children and just dropping them off. And, oh, they're going to be adopted by somebody, or they're going to... No, I mean, it's, again, these things did not have to happen. I totally understand why people are coming here to the United States.
Yes.
I wish people that were born here and lived here and think the United States is a bad place would, you know, literally talk to some of these people that are coming here illegal and say, well, why are you coming? It's such a bad place. It's not a bad place. This is America. You can work hard. You can make something of yourself. I mean, it just goes on and on. But, and you've got people here that were born here, have gone through the education system, through our universities, and somehow think that America is the worst country on the face of the earth without ever having lived in some really bad places. And my favorite ones is when the LGBTQ+25 community marches and screams and protests in support of Hamas against Israel. These people don't realize they've never been there. They throw gay guys off the tops of buildings in downtown Iran. I mean, you don't have any rights. None. And they don't know that. They are so juvenile when it comes to these things. And it's just, I look at a college graduate who's doing these kind of things, said, you don't know as much as a 17-year-old Marine that served a combat tour. You have no concept of what you're even trying to support here. Anyway. Okay. Hey, when we come back, happier times. We've got our our on-duty lawyer, Patrick Gorman, is going to join us.
And Jill.
And Jill, right after the news. And we'll be right back.
Two sweethearts and the summer wind, like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. It's been 1 week since devastating flash floods killed at least 120 people in Texas. President Trump is aboard Air Force One at this hour, making his way to hard-hit Kerrville, Texas.
The president is expected to do an aerial tour of some of the hard-hit areas, telling NBC News on Thursday, quote, "Nobody ever saw a thing like this coming." He added, "This is a once-in-every-200-year deal."
Correspondent Ken Lorman. In Texas, Andrews County Sheriff Charles Stewart says search and recovery will continue unabated during the president's visit.
We will not stop our efforts at all when he gets here. When he gets here, I'm sure he will have his own security detail. Our operations out there on that river will continue just like it is now. President or no president, we have lives down there we might be saving. And we're not going to give up on that. Our crews will not leave their posts.
Audio courtesy of KSAT. There's more tariff news coming out of the Trump White House.
President Trump sent his latest tariff letter to Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. It says he's raising import taxes on goods from Canada to 35%. That, of course, tops the 25% tariffs Trump first imposed in March. They were allegedly aimed at getting Canada to crack down on fentanyl smuggling, despite the relatively modest trafficking in the drug. Though Trump also expressed frustration with the U.S. trade deficit with Canada, that largely reflects American oil purchases. Ben Thomas, Washington.
State Department employees are facing the latest round of Trump administration job cuts. More than 1,300 career diplomats and civil servants are being fired in a major reorganization. A check on Wall Street, Dow is down 250 points. Townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You work hard, you build wisely, your home has become one of your greatest assets. If you're staying put this summer, this might be the perfect time to put that equity to work. Whether it's funding a second home, helping your kids get their start, or simply creating more margin in your financial life, Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans are the only ones I trust to guide you through it. They've done loans for my family. They tailor every loan to fit your goals. Fellowship is a direct lender and operates with your best interest in mind. If you're looking to access your equity through a refi or exploring a HELOC for some cash this summer for a second property or maybe tackle those updates you've been putting off, start with people you trust, people I trust. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453, Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
Proposed legislation in Congress would prevent schools from using student fees to bankroll college sports.
A bill to regulate college sports introduced in the House would offer limited antitrust protection for the NCAA while barring schools from using student fees to pay for college athletic programs. Co-sponsors of the SCORE Act include 7 Republicans and 2 Democrats, which gives the bill a fair chance of passage in the House. It would need at least 7 Democratic votes in the Senate, where its chances are viewed as slim. The bill includes protection while also setting standards for NIL payments. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaum.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says he expects other would-be scammers will use AI to try to impersonate him. His comments come after someone did impersonate him and contacts several government officials claiming to be Rubio. He tells reporters it's a real threat. News and analysis at townhall.com. Mortgage rates are inching higher once again.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.72%. Prior to this week, the average rate had declined 5 weeks in a row. This week's increase reflects a recent uptick in bond yields, which lenders use as a benchmark for pricing home loans. Home sales have remained sluggish this year as elevated mortgage rates and rising prices have frozen out many prospective home buyers. I'm Alex Vega.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife attended a memorial service here in Washington yesterday for two Israeli embassy staffers who were shot to death outside the embassy back in May. The two colleagues had been on the verge of getting engaged. Netanyahu was leaving the U.S. after meeting with President Trump, lawmakers, and others over Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza. As of this morning, no deal yet on a ceasefire. More at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Here we go.
Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Here, good morning. Thank you for joining us. You've got your choice, and thanks for joining us. Today, the 11th of July, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, today is dog photo day, or pet photo day, okay. And we took pet photos, and it's up on Facebook
right now. How you doing, David?
Awesome.
Awesome.
Do you have another
feels
day?
Feels like Friday.
It feels like Friday.
Looking forward to baseball tonight.
You're going to be calling the game, aren't you?
No, just out in here in the AC.
Okay.
Oh, so you'll be there. And Colt 45 game tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday. And we're getting
toward. Isn't that the last weekend? Toward,
no. We're Sunday getting toward.
Too.
Huh?
Sunday, oh, too.
That's what I said.
Awesome.
Sunday.
Awesome.
Yeah, but it's getting toward the end of the season, so here's a chance to go on out and watch our boys of summer get, I mean, it costs like $6 to go. Unless, do we have any
No,
more
I think they're all, they're
we
all
gave
played,
all of our tickets
yes.
away.
We have depleted our tickets.
We've depleted our ticket source. Well, anyway, so, it costs $6 to get in and you just have a great time. We're having, team's having a great year. They're having a great year there. And
I got one ticket in here.
Oh.
Well, one's
one is
well,
your,
one is good. Yeah. One is free, and then the next
friend.
Person pays $6.
Okay, we'll give away one ticket to the first person who calls 530-605-4567. And Linda's got the weather.
Hey, everybody, heat advisory: areas of smoke between 2 and 4. Sunny and hot today, so it looks like 110. Today, overnight lows would be about 78. We've got that same temperature as we head into Saturday with 110 once again with areas of smoke. Saturday night calls for 77. On Sunday, we go down just a few degrees to 108 and Sunday night 77. Monday and Tuesday, 109 on Monday, Tuesday 103. As this forecast calls, we get down into under the triple digits now on looks like Wednesday will be 100 and Thursday 97. But right now, let's just look at that really hot weekend and be careful with your plants and your animals and food and any children or anything on the hot pavement or inside of cars. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson. The Kenny family, three generations strong, 365-3793, also giving seniors and veterans discounts. It is a veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay, and, you know, we talk about people when you walk your dogs on the concrete in the streets and you see it. Put your hand down. If it's too hot for your hand, really it's too hot for your dog. Well, we were we'd come off the freeway, went on to Cypress, and I saw these two people walking their dogs, and they had little booties on them.
Yeah, little booties.
And I've been seeing the booties a lot lately. And, of course, the dogs are walking a little funny, but they're, what they do, they kind of lift.
You have to train them to not, like, bite them off.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, they're just kind of like, but it protects your feet. So I know when I take Buford out at night, at, you know, 7:30, somewhere around 8, it's still hot out there.
Well, this morning we have Patrick and Jill Gorman. Of course, we're talking about Gorman Law and Workman's Compensation Attorney. And every time you guys come on, we learn so much. So we were talking about in the summer months, what kind of workman's comp situations happen if they're more so in the summer?
There's actually kind of a slowdown systemically because so many people are, you know, attorneys are on vacation and adjusters. But I find that more work injuries are occurring right now, so they're not calling an attorney until really they're frustrated because things aren't happening a couple months down the road. So a lot of the cases will start stepping up like September, October. The holidays, there's a little bit of a pause, and then it picks right back up January through May. With quite a few, the majority of the cases are coming in then. And I think it's because, you know, we have, if you look at the average disability, you know, amounts in California, they're much higher here. And it's because of the type of workforce we have. And a lot of these injuries are mangling and stuff. So it's seasonal, though. A lot of it, you know, you're building levees or you're, you know, whatever you may be doing, paving. A lot of those jobs that have a high rate of injuries, they're occurring when it's not raining.
I have always wondered, like, when you see the flag people standing on the pavement when it's 115 out, what do they have? They're right in the sun. I don't know if it's like you get 45 on, 15 off, like, you know, and musicians used to be 45, 15. That's why I say that.
OSHA has certain regulations with water and breaks when it's 110.
Yeah. You're starting to see little tents now on the side where they can get in the shade.
They have to give them some shade and some water.
It's like wearing those little hats with the umbrella.
Yes.
And have the little mister that you can just spray on yourself while you're making $40 an hour, telling people to slow down. Slow down. Ooh, slow down.
I always wonder why they don't. Most places they'll do the road work at night because, you know, traffic reasons.
Yeah.
You know, up here they can do it for hurt.
I do not have any idea why they do that. And on holidays, let's go ahead and close that lane off.
Hey, it's going to be July 4th weekend. Let's just close things off Monday through Thursday. And then Friday morning we'll just kind of move the barriers over a little bit.
They're going to move a bridge.
You know? How far can we back up I-10?
So do you have, like, a story, usually, of what's happened through the month, maybe, of a case of something that maybe...
I always have stories, and, I have a couple of death claims, and there's children involved, right? So they get death benefits, and they have an organization in California that money's paid into it by insurance companies and law firms and employers. It's called Kids Chance. And so injured workers, if they're severely injured or die because of a work-related injury and it causes a financial hardship, it'll provide scholarships to the children of these injured workers. So I'm going to, you know, I'll go around and, you know, try to facilitate some, you know, communication with, you know, the members of the big members of the community that participate in those things. But it's a great organization. And, there's an application process and there has to be you have to show some need for financial aid. But I mean, it's from, I think 16 to 26 or 18 to 26, you're eligible to apply for scholarships. And, the qualifications aren't super. You know, it has to be an accepted injury, like a real injury, and you have to be it has to be very severe or resulting in death. But
I just looked it up. Talking about the is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide need-based educational scholarships to the children of California workers who have been fatally or seriously injured on the job. Was founded in 1988 in the state of Georgia and has expanded to all 50 states, which is really cool. There's events. There's like, go online and look at kidschance.org.
And it's a legit organization. I'm getting a bunch of pamphlet stuff in that I've asked them for, but we've donated to it. We heard about it a couple years ago, and then we just got busy and it kind of fell by the wayside. But these cases that I'm working on now, you know, it's going to benefit the children of these injured workers. And, I mean, it's gonna change your life. So at least something positive comes out of this.
Well, when we think about, like, if you grew up in one of your family was in a, like, served, and then came home injured, you know that the family's experiencing the same thing because the depression happens. They can't work, or they get angry, and what goes through the mindset. So I'm just somehow kind of making a, drawing a parallel of what happens with people, especially the breadwinner.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, I see this a lot, right? There's always part of that in the case, and especially with men, if they feel like they are a burden on their family, it gets really, I get scared for them. I get really worried about them. And it's hard for them to understand that you can have disabilities and not be disabled, but they feel like their family would be better off without them, and it's just a dark place. And nobody can pull them out of it. It's like they kind of get there on their own. And when men get to that point, they're also very, very snappy at their spouse usually because it's not because they're mad at their spouse. It's because they feel like they're failing their spouse. And so everything they hear is critical. Right?
When we come back from our break, is there a, just like you have Al-Anon or, there's like a community of people that they can come drop into a meeting and get help or get calls or, you know, you meet with people and, you know, where you're just supported in some way. Let's talk about that when we get back.
Absolutely.
In this portion of the show, brought to you by Maximal Insurance and Financial, two great organizations under the mantle of Maxwell, one for insurance and one for financial management. Judy's been helping people and doing a great job of it since 1993. If you're looking for some second opinions, maybe a review and evaluation of what you have in insurance or financial management, it's free at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Just give them a call at 530-221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. Maxwell Insurance and Financial, really good people there. We do business with Judy. We're real happy. And we'll be right back.
Landlords and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement,
the thrill,
the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way,
come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today. Your luck starts here. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com, broadcasting from the Wind River Resort and Casino Studios in downtown Redding. We're here with Patrick and Jill Gorman. Patrick, attorney at law, he's built the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento over just the last 5 years, located in Palo Cedro. The guy knows what he's talking about, but there's more to Patrick and Jill. And Patrick is a veteran, a former air assault guy out of the 101st, former law enforcement, and went to law school, worked for insurance companies, and decided that, nah, this is not the way I want to make my life, and he left the dark side. Well, I just thought I'd let you know, in case you haven't seen it, because you're a very busy man. The Army is disbanding most of their ceremonial horse units.
Not the old guard.
However, the old guard wasn't doing anything for like a year because whoever was in charge of the stables was doing a horrible job. Whoa. Horses were sick, and all that, and they brought in somebody and completely revamped everything. So they're back out in for the funerals, pulling the caisson. But the ones at Fort Irwin, Fort Huachuca, Fort Riley, and Fort Sill, and Fort Cavazos.
Fort Irwin
are being phased out.
Fort Irwin is a it's where the Desert Training Center is.
Yeah.
It's like they're
yeah.
all up four. I didn't know they had ceremonial
yeah.
horses.
They had. The decision impacts 141 horses currently used for ceremonial events. So what they're going to do is adopt them out. They're not going to sell them. They're going to adopt them into good homes. But it expected to save a couple million dollars.
Well, those horses are amazing. People are
and they're in the Rose. They're in the Rose Bowl parade. Mm. Or the Pasadena Rose Parade. They're in there. They're, it's they're out rodeos and things where they bring in. So anyway, they're being phased out.
I heard a rumor. I don't know if this is true. When I was in the Army, they said the unit that is the op four at Fort Irwin is the only. They lost their colors in Vietnam.
Ooh.
They never got them back.
Is that right?
So they're permanently.
Is that why?
Yeah, that's the rumor.
Well, supposedly there was a Marine unit that was in at Bataan, or in the Philippines, that lost their colors, and they're never going to be stationed back in the United States.
Yeah, you lose that guy.
The regiment. Yeah. The regiment.
Okay, would you share with us what happens if you lose your colors?
If you lose your guide on, well, okay, if you're in like training or just sitting there, we call it, you have your guide on for your platoon, and then you have your company one, and then you have your division one, and if you, it's shameful. It means that it just means that
you surrendered, you're overrun, you lost your colors.
Well, those guys, they got overrun, and they didn't take their colors with them. It's like the embassy not taking the American flag.
Okay.
Right? It's not as serious, but pretty close.
Okay. Right?
So,
wow.
Yeah, so if an embassy gets overrun, there's Marines that are, up there, and they'll die before not bringing the American flag back.
Okay. So losing your colors, that's what that means.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, but it's like the unit, the division, or the battalion colors. Usually, it's not a platoon guide on. That's like somebody was drunk and didn't. If you take another unit's colors when you're drunk, it's not a good thing.
Ooh.
No, I mean that. The unit that got him taken. That's not the problem. The problem is the drunk soldier who took the guide on down from the flagpole. They're gonna wind up having a hard time.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the 4th Marines. They burnt their colors during that in the Philippines, so they would not be taken when the Philippines were surrendered.
Well, that's not shameful. So they
wasn't. Not in this case. And then they were reconstituted during World War II, at a different place in World War II. So It was reborn in 1944.
Okay, and so they
constituted
lost
in Guadalcanal.
They lost their colors in the Philippine, the Spanish War, basically, right?
Yeah. So anyway, so it could have just been.
I wanted to the question you had, Linda, before the break. So Cal Fire, they have a retreat. It's amazing for the
question that I had asked before the break, if you're just tuning in, is that we have Gorman Law here, a workman's comp, that does, you know, amazing work. And we have you on once a month, and I'm asking, because you were talking about Kids Chance, mm-hmm. which is a website people can go to, which is a 501c that helps with, children who, family are severely injured and or have passed.
Right.
And that they can get scholarships, et cetera. In doing so, after that, I had asked you, what kind of support do people have? Because we talk about the depression that happens when somebody can't move and can't mm-hmm. do their thing, after they've been, I don't know, a professional for how long, making a good salary, and then what happens with the psyche afterwards. So then, now your turn.
So it gets very dark, and, you know, I was going to say Cal Fire has this amazing retreat for their guys, but and girls, but it's the only place it does.
Okay.
Law enforcement does not have a retreat, and a lot of the first responders, they have to be they really have a hard time with psychiatrists because there's just no connection there. There's no understanding, and there's already walls and trust issues and stuff, and just hypervigilance. So I would encourage anybody who's going to retire in law enforcement or towards the end of their career. You guys get together, the sheriffs, whatever, get together. Try to start a retreat for these guys. They really need it. Law enforcement, ambulance, first responders as a whole. They really need these retreats are successful.
What happens at these retreats?
I don't quite know, other than they get to be together and kind of talk things through and how they're going to live their life going forward, not being part of the fire department.
So it'd be like, you know, group counseling type thing,
I think there's that. There's therapy, therapeutic stuff, but I think just. They have understanding that there's a life after this, and it's going to be different, and you can't control everything, and it's just going to be different, and you have to adjust, and you know you've got support, and you know it's scary when your life changes like that.
Well, you know, every time you come back from, we were professionals. This is what we did, and when we come back from a combat deployment, because you're surrounded by your friends, who are. Been in the same thing. It's kind of like a group counseling there for everybody.
There's always a different comfort level talking around.
Yeah, and you can, because you can talk about, you know, they were there. The police, I know and I'm sure the county sheriff has it too, but Reading Police has peer counseling and that
like
they're always reaching out. Plus they have the chaplain. Plus they do have psychologists, available there.
But they're all worried about talking to them because they might lose their job.
That's why the peer counseling is so important. Yeah. They're reaching out to each other. Especially, you know, since the rate of suicide among first responders is pretty high. Not as high as military, but still.
Yeah. No. You have a sense of purpose, and your job is over, and you feel like you have.
Yeah.
A
this
sense
is
purpose.
At the end of your career.
Right.
The peer counseling is while they're while they're working and all that.
I'll tell you, there's a penal code section where if there's any kind of disability connected to mental health, and they retire out for it, they are precluded from having a CCW on their retiree permit. They do not seek.
No.
Mental health treatment. Or they do it privately because they don't want to get blacklisted.
What we did when we came back from a deployment, and we talked, we took a week with our deploying troops. We get back in 96 and everybody had to come back and you go through a series of classes and meetings and counseling things. But one of the things that the Marine Corps offered, at least back then, was you could go out in town. Because if you're worried about going on base and seeing a psychologist or somebody, a counselor, you could go out in town and there's a list of them there. And it was the Marine Corps picked up the tab for the first six visits.
But the Marine Corps don't worry about
that. After the sixth visit, you had to come on back to the fold so they could, you know, if you're there six times. But the idea was to give people a chance to talk to somebody outside the system, which is kind of what you're talking
about. There's politics and law enforcement they're worried about. They have a mayor or they have the board of supervisors or the governor and they're worried that they're going to lose their careers because they didn't do something about somebody who's having a hard time who hurt somebody. Right? I mean, that's what I mean. It's just, it's so political. Law enforcement's way too political. The career itself.
You've been a law enforcement officer.
Well, you can say
too.
That as well.
Yeah, no, I
you're coming from a place of knowledge.
And then regular employees, I mean, there's usually going to be an employee, like an ESOP, an employee support number you can call. It's supposed to be confidential, and it's usually going to be through some insurance carrier, your health insurance, your workers' comp insurance. And it's just a phone line. But, you know, people can – it's worth the $90 every couple of weeks to go and talk to somebody sometimes just so that you can work things through
without
somebody that's emotionally involved in it.
To air it out.
That's really what therapy is, to talk about all the bad stuff. It's to talk about a plan going forward. It's to move on.
And to help you with tools, like how you could shift the thought. Like you may be blocked up here, and they'll give you a tool, and you can then softly approach with the fact that you've gone to somebody to be able to say, oh, if I never thought of it that way. If I approach this anger or this darkness this way, then I'm now, you can change the lenses of your eyes and how you look at the world.
Yeah. It is a process for everybody. Yes. It's different. Therapists are very good about giving you books relevant to what you're experiencing too. They'll give you, here's a book that you should read, and they're going to be helpful. But I think therapists that talk about tomorrow, not just about the past, are good for people who are stuck in workers' comp injuries.
So I like the fact that you were talking about, and that's what we are, maybe, you know, we think about people are listening, what can I do? I feel so spun out because of things that's happening in the world. Well, you know, we have so many, our community is really strong. And you could think about, like, you know, how do we get some support groups for those people that have been injured on the job? Like, we see all these road workers. Oh, my gosh. How do they not get hurt?
They do all the time.
Digging holes up and down plaster. Somebody's getting hurt. Yes. Yeah. And you see it. Where do they go?
They work through it.
Are there unions supporting them with support group help?
No, they have unions that support them as far as, you know, hey, here's some benefits we bargained for you. But generally, there's no, like, peer support like that.
Well, we're going to take a quick break here, 8:30 in the morning on the 11th. You know, we talked about the other day how Monday, it's the beginning of the week. Yeah. Tuesday's meh. I mean, it's not a great day. It's Tuesday. Wednesday's hump day. Thursday, you're sliding into Friday. And then Friday, until you start Monday again. But Tuesday, meh.
Nobody cares about Tuesday. Yeah.
Nobody cares about Tuesday. I mean, Tuesday. Hey, I'm here. It's Tuesday. We still got, you know, 4 days to go. And it's just, there's nothing. It could be like terrible Tuesday or totally Tuesday. No, it's not hump day. It's not anything.
It's doctor's appointment Tuesday.
It's doctor's appointment Tuesday. There you go. Right. That's when all your doctor's appointments are. You head to the VA on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. We definitely got some. Just a bunch of stuff booked for next week when it comes to docs.
Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, founded in 1960. Same location since 1967, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's. There you will find a barbershop, my friends, not a hair salon. There is no hair dryers in there. There is no curling irons. There is nothing but clippers and scissors and butch wax for haircuts. And you're never going to find a better haircut. You can make an appointment like I do by calling them at 530-244-9478. And I have never had a bad haircut there, and I've only been going there for like 18 years. So, you know, they had their chance to screw it up, and they never have. They're great. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. What can I say? And we'll be right back with Pat and Jill Gorman from Gorman Law. Okay.
When it comes to quality lighting and electrical work, experience matters. Ed & Sons Electric has been in business for over 20 years, helping homeowners and businesses stay safe. From installing modern light fixtures to replacing outdated outlets, we ensure your home or office is functional, efficient, and up to code. Planning a new build? Don't leave your electrical work to chance. We'll help you design a layout and put outlets where you actually need them, and lighting that enhances every space. Ed & Sons Electric specializes in all aspects of commercial electrical work, including emergency power systems,
large equipment installations, and overhead lighting solutions that meet today's standards for energy efficiency and safety. We take pride in our workmanship, our reliability, and our reputation. Call Ed, Nathan, and Justin at Ed & Sons Electric today for a free local estimate. 530-227-1553. That's 530-227-1553.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundle. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
And good morning and welcome back. 8:36 in the morning on the 11th of July. It is about 8:36 in the morning. How are you today? I want to let you know that we are under a heat advisory. We have a weather that's going to reach around 110 today, but we do have the smoke in the skies, areas of smoke heavily between 2 and 4. We do have various 2 or 3 fires within the area that have still going, and so we look out and see that we're definitely in heat and smoke advisory tonight. Overnight lows of 78. Areas of smoke again. Once again tomorrow at 110. So that's our forecast. We're here with the Gormans, Patrick and Jill Gorman. And welcome back to the show. Now, you guys were talking about something at the break. Always the magic at the break.
Right. Oh, you know, I did want to bring something important up. That we actually were going to record some new commercials.
Okay. Okay, wonderful.
So we've noticed, I think everybody has noticed up here, like half of the clients, the potential clients, the injured workers, they're going online and they're Googling, you know, work injury lawyer. And the first 5 people that pop up, they're firms in L.A.,
oh,
that are paying money to advertise up here. And then there's like a workers' compensation calculator, and that just sells your information to a law firm. So we're seeing, you know, a lot of, we call them mills, and, you know, there's...
You call them what?
We call them mills in the industry.
Mills,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And, you know, there's, it's like, attorney involvement is not very there. You know, I just always, so I just, you know, for the community, you know, the commercial saying, hey, I'm better than the next guy, that's one thing, but it's like, people rush into hiring attorneys. Because they're worried, they're stressed, and they're just glad to get it on somebody else's
right.
plate.
And they go online because maybe they're not informed. They still haven't heard, even though you've been here how long doing this. But I mean, you know, maybe so your commercials today will be about.
Well, it's just about that. It's like, hey, take your time. Interview the attorney. You're interviewing the attorney. Yes. The person, what they do in your case is going to affect the rest of your life.
Yes.
Interview attorneys. Don't hire the first one.
Right.
If you can't sit down and talk to the attorney, are they going to be accountable? If they are 500 miles away, 800 miles away, how are they going to be accountable?
Right.
You're never going to run into
their
them
face.
At the, I'm going to run into folks at the store.
Right.
You know, I'm going
right.
to live here. This is my community. So, you know, just things like that. Take your time. Hiring an attorney a single day or 4 days later, almost never is that going to change anything that happens in your case. Anything an attorney does takes several weeks for it to actually get traction. And they want to move slowly and deliberately to make sure that they put the pieces in place so they can control your case. And, you know, just hiring an attorney, it gets it off your shoulders. It's stress relieving until you hire the wrong one, because you might be able to fire that attorney. But I can't take that case because it's going to take twice as much time. I've got to fight with them over the attorney.
You have to undo what they've done that's not been
exactly
right for your client.
And I've got my own clients that
right.
it'll take away from. And I can't do that to them, right?
Right.
So it's better. You just got to make sure you hire an attorney that's right for you. And so it's just, you know, hey.
You want to stay local. I mean, well, you want to be able
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's good attorneys in other areas, but they're usually not looking for clients up here.
Right.
And these guys are just, I mean, they take everything that walks in the door. So they take cases that are, you know, not legitimate, and then they take cases that are severe, and they treat them all the same, and they try to settle them quick.
Yeah.
And spend the least amount of time. They treat cases like they're a cost-benefit analysis, time versus return. They'd rather spend 20 minutes and get a small fee versus 200 hours and get a larger fee.
Cause okay.
It's time-wise, and, you know, it's just, it's a disservice. It's really harmful that, you know, they don't get you to doctors. They don't, I mean, it's hard to get treatment for anybody, but they don't do anything to control
okay.
the case. I subbed in on one. They had it for 2 years. They literally just filed the paperwork.
Mm.
They did nothing else for the guy. You know, the doctors had done everything else. He was fortunate, but, you know, it's just.
Would you hire a doctor like that as him say, you're just going to walk in, or do you really want to get the best surgeon? Like when people,
yeah.
like now we think how much we hear, and this has been something that's, I don't know, maybe it's our age. People having hip replacements, elbow replacements, shoulder replacements.
Yeah.
They shop around.
Yeah, and it's,
yeah.
I agree. But not everybody. A lot of people think, hey, they're a doctor, they know. They're an attorney, they know. They're not all the same. A lot of people try to, you know, they get burnout, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
They stop learning.
Mm-hmm.
They try to just assembly line cases and do the same thing in every single one. And that could have really bad consequences for people. I've had clients that had prior attorneys on their cases where they wound up losing their job and retiring early and losing like $1,300 a month for the rest of their life because their early retirement was significantly less than their full age retirement. And if the attorney had done something different and not gotten those work restrictions, that would have never happened. Right? But they didn't communicate. They didn't understand their client's life, their goals, their benefit plans. They just do the same thing in every case. And it, I mean, again, just seeing the impacts of this on the rest of these people's lives.
Well, when you think about when it's like a puzzle, like you were talking about, how can I come in the middle of you wanting to fire this other attorney that's put together this puzzle? It's almost like coming in and reoperating. Okay, and I keep equating to like coming in and undoing the stitches,
yes.
looking at something that was put together that was not to the best for your advantage,
yeah.
and now you got to come in. And you have to redouble the work effort in order to try to correct, if you can,
right.
something that's already been put in incorrectly.
Yeah, and I in the beginning I had the time to do it. I don't now. But also the level of distrust, building a relationship with a client who's already been burnt by an attorney is very challenging. And, you know, I still talk to folks, and I, you know, there's some attorneys that I would send family to who might take the case.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, you know, there's things they can do. And, you know, I always encourage people, I mean, at the end of the day, if you've never met with an attorney, they never worked on your case, and they're trying to, you feel like you're being sold a car, you know, I guess that may not be a bar issue, but it's, you know, attorneys are supposed to be, put their client's interests before their own. That is a requirement of the job. They're fiduciaries. They have to put your interests before their own or they cannot represent you. So they can't treat you like a widget, right? They're not manufacturing a car. They're not trading stocks, right? This isn't their case. It's your case. It's just I see how personal it is. When I was representing insurance companies, it was individual as far as, like, how I would respond to the other side. But it was just money. It didn't ruin – I mean, people didn't commit suicide or drink themselves to death because of it, right? But I see it on – I mean, just the real consequences. I mean, sometimes it'll be generational. This might, it might affect your grandkids. Right? So it's just, I really just want to, you know, try to do my best. That's kind of where I'm going to go from here. Is
right.
Try to, hey, I'm not saying don't hire an attorney here. Don't hire, just take your time and make the best decision for you. And you want an attorney that's going to be accountable for, you know, where you're at on the other side. It doesn't mean they're going to always win or anything like that. But where you wind up on the other side of the case is all that matters. They're not going to get you some big settlement. That's not going to. That's probably not going to happen in workers' comp. It'll never be worth it. The money is never worth the injury.
But never.
But you can navigate it and wind up in a better spot in a lot of ways on the other side. But a lot of, I mean, there are a lot of attorneys that do not do that. They don't manage the case, and I don't know if they necessarily have to. It doesn't mean that there is malpractice or anything like that. It's just that's not their business model, and. You know, for whatever reason, I just disagree with that business model.
Well, and it's really wonderful to hear more of your passion about, you know, you've been on both sides.
Yeah.
And so what you're seeing is that, you know, knee-jerk reaction happens a lot. Like, you're going to take an ambulance to the hospital, you don't get a you don't really get to choose in the ambulance which hospital you're going to.
Right.
You know, just, it's knee-jerk. So, I like that you're in this program today is that, you know, just take a pause and think about what you're doing, because first of all, you do have to go to the hospital and get fixed.
Yeah.
But then you're thinking about maybe I'm going to get well, but you're finding that you're not. So you have time there to think about what's my plan? Who am I going to see? What am I going to do?
Yeah.
And not just take all the 20 million phone calls that are coming in.
Yeah.
Now you're on the list.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's that process where they're just trying to get back to work. They're trying to get the doctors to do it. They're trying to get the insurance company to do their job. And, you know, they think the insurance company has to do what they want them to do. And, you know, the insurance company is the employer's insurance company, right? It's an adverse relationship. And another thing, when you're talking to an adjuster, if they won't email you information and they're only going to talk to you on the phone, that's a problem. Because there's no record of what they're telling you, right? So it's just step back. It's not going to move fast. You can't force it to move fast. It has to be deliberate. It takes time. It's a process. It's miserable. I don't like feel it's good for anybody. But you know, at the same time, you have to go through it. It's part of what your life is going to have. And it just the attorney is the only one that has to put your interests first.
Right.
The attorney is the only one. And if they don't have the time to even get to know you, if you don't even know what they look like, and you can't even you're never going to run into them because they're 800
right.
miles away.
There's no buy-in.
Well, why would you spend money to advertise 800 miles away? If you're a good firm.
If you're a good firm, why would you just put, because it's all about the money. It's about the quick sell.
Yeah, I mean, my only clients out of the area are like favors, you know, like your family, you know, the family of somebody I know, and they're like, hey, will you represent them? And even then, it's like, you know, some of it's in Salinas, but it's just, they're favors. And I don't advertise or even solicit clients there. I'm up here in Shasta County.
And so we're here with Patrick and Jill Gorman. They are a couple, married couple, and Jill's always working at the office alongside of Patrick, and you guys have got a great staff. Like you talk about when you have a team, it's like, again, I've used so many analogies with you know, what it is to be a surgeon and have the people around you so you can, your best team to move forward, because this is like dissection. Every person that comes in, you're dissecting their situation, and making your list of what's going to help them. And that's time to listen to them. And that's what's great about having the staff all come together as one. Got to take a break on that note. We'll be right back after these messages with Jill and Patrick Gorman.
Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The hunts are back for two nights at Wind River Resort and Casino. Prepare yourself and your friends for the hottest male performers. Heating up the stage on Friday, August 22nd and Saturday, August 23rd. Get your tickets for only $20. Fees. This includes $10 free slot play. Get your tickets now before they're gone. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets or complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
All right, so welcome back to our show. These last 15 minutes, we were talking about, you know, have you been getting hacked lately? Not that that has anything to do with, you know, Gorman at Law, but, you know, we're discussing, like, phone calls coming from all over. And the 530 area code, I start to get concerned, okay, somebody calling for work, or I don't know this number, but I'll and... You're getting that, too.
Yeah, it just started a couple of weeks ago. It's nonstop.
Nonstop. Mm-hmm. On your cell phone.
Yeah.
So something got hacked with information.
Yeah.
It's coming from all over.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what you were saying, too, with a...
What I was saying is that there's other phishing scams where they've been able to get into financial institutions.
Like Coinbase.
Yes. Coinbase, and then... somehow step in between you and Coinbase and access your account, and then they're able to pull money through like three financial institutions mm-hmm. into there, and then I guess they were buying crypto and transferring it out or whatever. But you know, it was like these phishing scams, and the financial institutions, they're like, oh, you know, you fell for a scam, or we don't cover that. And what I learned through this is they have this new thing everybody's trying to do, it where it's not a payment, it's not an auto pay, it's a pull. From the companies, the companies can pull the money out, and they give you a discount sometimes. But if they pull that money out, you can never get it back. You can't mm-hmm. dispute that charge. They can just pull the money out of your account. So like insurance companies do
right.
it. I saw Jim was doing it. They want to do it now, but everybody wants to move to that because I'm sure that it's considered a different, you know,
automatic credit. Withdrawal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that automatic withdrawal,
right.
AMT or whatever. That is bad news.
Well, you know. One of my classes that I take, you know, you're supposed to, they want you to do their app. Mm-hmm. Put your card on there. And I don't know, it's, you know, so last week, because our bank is changing. We're going to be in it pretty soon. You know, we've gone from Cornerstone, who was bought out by Plumas. So Plumas, you know, you start to fill out your paperwork and figure out, okay, this card is only good till July, whoop up, then you have to do the Plumas thing. And meanwhile, I just felt more comfortable this last time with the card change, in going with, cash. So I know it's, some people don't want to even deal with cash anymore. They want the auto, pull, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, I think it automatic
has,
withdrawal.
It has something to do with, I think it's considered like almost like guaranteed revenue, right? So it's your credit worthy and you can borrow. Yeah, you probably borrow it against it and stuff. So if you have a business credit line, you could probably secure it with, you know, so I think that's why. They were able to pull from Coinbase through PayPal to Wells Fargo. So they were able to use like an intermediary and every place was like, oh no, you authorized this. We didn't authorize anything.
But
you authorized it when you allowed the AMT, you authorized it.
Okay.
So there's no way to dispute fraudulent charges.
Yes. Oh.
So, yeah.
Just, okay.
I did get my money back because I'm relentless. Finally get it back. She was I spent on the like 20 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Just like persistent.
Just like, you're not going to do this to me.
I will never stop when there's a dollar.
I love that because, I mean, some people are just, they get tired. They get worn down. I mean, I'm already thinking like, you know what my day is today, Carl? I've got to go chase prescriptions, doctors, new healthcare, and it's just exhausting.
Yeah. Rite Aid and Palo Cedro is closing. So if you have a prescription there, go pick it up. They want you to come get it so they can close.
Oh, Rite Aid and Palo Cedro. I saw that.
Yeah. Rite Aid, their shelves have been empty for a while.
Yeah, and that was a nice Rite Aid out there.
Yeah.
Brand new.
I thought it was clean, and it had these wide aisles. And
the people that worked there were really nice.
Oh,
they remembered your name after months of not being there.
The folks that...
now where do you get your prescriptions out there?
I don't know.
There's a place.
Amazon?
I'm sure somebody will come in and purchase it.
No,
somebody's going to come in and purchase it.
Yeah, I hope so.
There was a controversy. People didn't want the windmill to be torn down for that. And the people that were opposed to the Rite Aid... because they wanted to keep the windmill, I'm sure they're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Why do we do that?
Way rather have a windmill than an empty Rite Aid.
Right. Oh, dear. Okay.
Yeah, but it's Rite Aid. They're going to get bought out by somebody.
Right.
I mean, they declare chapter 8 or whatever, so mm-hmm. they go through bankruptcy, they restructure, their debt's restructured, somebody comes in, and then they, you know, start operating again. I mean, they're a pharmacy benefit manager. They're a big company. If you're a shareholder, that sucks.
Yeah, and so, we're here, you're just tuning in, we're closing this segment today with the Gormans, and we have them on once a month, and it's always great, and you'll see them on their website, but Patrick Gorman, Esquire at Law, and we've got some closing thoughts here. I know that you were talking about, I think you really felt in the last segment, the passion behind what it is to really stay local, because we were talking about phishing and situations that are happening to all of us in many instances, but what it is when you've got attorneys that have been a lead, their company has bought a lead, mm-hmm. and a lead could be somebody calling and saying, oh, I've heard you had an accident, I can represent you, but they're not even from this area.
Yeah, no, their job is to give you information, not a sales pitch, right?
And you can check on CalBAR.org and look at an attorney's record, and you'll see their address where they say their address, where their actual address is.
Now, what is that address? What is that?
It's calbar.org.
Okay. CaliforniaBar.org. Okay. Yeah. And see where they're practicing from.
Yeah, an attorney.
Okay, well, that's a really helpful, that's a great takeaway today.
Yeah.
For many people who maybe not even are in the position right now, but they've heard this show, and they may be in a position in the future and not know it. And then what to do, who to call, how to handle it.
Or a family member, look, you're interviewing that attorney, right? I mean, you should be interviewing them. And an attorney's job is to give you information, not just be like, oh, yeah, we'll take care of you. And, make sure they're accountable. I mean, I know these people, my kids go to school with them, right? I mean, I'm going to be here for the rest of my life. So there's a different level of accountability when you're part of the community.
There truly is. Yeah. You know, I mean, like you said, you're going to be standing in line buying lettuce next to somebody.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, you do go to the same Costco.
Yeah.
Or, getting gas. So you always want to leave a positive trail for with whatever you do. I know that you tried your best.
I want to see them succeed. I mean, this is a tragedy for them, and I feel like it's a privilege to be
It's an integrity issue. Yeah. It really is. Like, what are we bringing to the table? So, if you have some closing thoughts here, we have about a couple minutes left about this, this 1 month that we have with you. How would you close today?
I would say hiring the wrong attorney is worse than hiring no attorney. And you need to understand when you're hiring that attorney, you're giving them control over your future in a lot of ways. So they have to be, you know, somebody that is accountable and good at their job and stay local. And there's a lot of benefits out there too that are separate. So there's, you know, for children of injured workers and stuff, there's other grants and things like that. So, you know, injury is a tragedy and you can always come out on the other side with it better situated in a lot of ways. It's always an opportunity. You just don't have a lot of time to waste, you know, sitting on the couch.
Well, you were talking about a story in between. We've got a minute, about 30 seconds here, about somebody who went with the wrong attorney and had knee surgery after bad knee surgery, infection. So you know that that person had to be almost losing their mind because they had no representation. When you're with anything going on in your body and you're affected, you're about ready to lose your mind. Huh. And what do you do at that point? So it's about making the right decisions and thinking about it, and kind of writing down Gorman law. I mean, just know that that's somebody
well,
there.
Hopefully they interview me, right? I mean, that's the whole point. When you come and you meet with me, you're interviewing
the first step.
Me. Yeah, I mean, and I'm interviewing clients too, just because I want to make sure that I can help them and they actually need an attorney.
All right, it's Friday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Remember the Colt 45s.